It's the word on Main Street. I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you a member of WERU yet? What you waiting for? You can get a bumper sticker. You can join a fun club of members. Mostly, though, you get that warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting a cool community resource. You can easily donate online, weru.org. Come be part of the spring fundraiser. With my laser focus on literary and visual arts, there's no need to listen here for gardening tips or Mother's Day brunches, yard sales, or even those musical open mics. Spring schming, people. We just want to read, look at pretty pictures, maybe even draw pretty pictures, or write a book, or a poem, or a few words. Don't you worry, though. I do have some things to offer you this week. The Courthouse Gallery of Fine Art is showing Alison Rector's Screen Silk Season on a Maine Farm and their spring show. The show runs through Wednesday, May 28th, Tuesday through Saturday, so you've got some time. That's at the Courthouse Gallery Fine Art in Ellsworth. Anyone who's 13 and older is invited to join Teen Services Librarian Kendall and Circulation Coordinator Olivia for a special intergenerational book club for the ages, at Blue Hill Public Library. It's meeting Wednesday, May 14th from 6 to 7 p.m. They read a wide variety of fiction, and on this next meeting, they're discussing two short stories, Three People by William Trevor and Gold Boy, Emerald Girl by Yiyun Lee, which was inspired by Trevor's story. Now, the stories can be read online at bhpl.net, but printouts of the stories are also available at the library. If you've got any questions, contact Kendall or Olivia or check out the library. Again, it's bhpl.net because it's Blue Hill Public Library. Now, one of my favorite events this week is entitled Packed Like a Can of Sardines. Photo archivist Kevin Johnson will cast a net into Penobscot Marine Museum's photo archives and share many fishy photos and the stories behind them in this presentation. It's happening May 15th, 6 p.m. the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport. The sardine industry supported Maine coastal communities for over a century, and the workforce in canneries included thousands of women, even more than the number of men fishing for herring. The industry was an important part of the economic, cultural, and social fabric of families and communities all along the state's coast. That's photo archivist Kevin Johnson. Packed Like a Can of Sardines is one of the photograph's titles. You can see more May 15th, 6 p.m., Penobscot Marine Museum. Do you need a laugh this weekend? You might try catching the second honeymoon at Columbia Street Baptist Church in Bangor. This evening presents a compilation of Carol Burnett skits from her variety show, both classic and some with a modern twist. Bert and Molly want to take a second honeymoon to Tahiti, but between navigating the shenanigans of their fellow travelers and the newfangled contraptions at security, will the old folks even make it out of the airport? You can find out this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For more information, contact the Columbia Street Baptist Church. If you need your entertainment to be a bit more musical, you can sing along to the film Wicked at the Grand in Ellsworth on Friday night. That starts at 7. Have you seen Downeast Magazine's list of 100 books every lover of Maine should read? They're Maine books, so they're either set in Maine or otherwise concern it. They're the books that Downeast Magazine would include on the Maine Studies syllabus, or the ones we'd show on the interstellar spaceship so the aliens could come to know the Downeast culture and character. There's a bunch of Stephen King's books, of course, Charlotte's Web. Did you know that was written in 1952? As was One Morning in Maine by Robert McCloskey. When We Were Kennedys with Monica Wood is on the list. Olive Kittredge, Elizabeth Strout's book from 2008. I think there's a mini-series that got created out of that film. Vacation Land by John Hodgman. Miss Rumphius, Barbara Cooney. That came out in 82. I thought that was older. A few I'd never heard of. High Tide at Noon by Elizabeth Ogilvy? That was written in 1944. Apparently it's a rich family saga. And then there's Hitty, Her First 100 Years, which was written by Rachel Field, 1929. Turns out Hitty is a small wooden peg doll made famous in 1929. Field, the author, found the doll in a New York antique shop and cast her as the narrator of this children's novel, Hitty, Her First 100 Years. Hitty's tale begins in the 19th century on Great Cranberry Island and circumnavigates the globe as she passes from owner to owner. Just Google 100 Maine Books, Downeast Magazine, and you can see the list and check off the ones that you've read or that you're interested in. That's it for me. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?